Hello, this is KC from thisepiclife.com. If you enjoy this guided meditation, I have a growing library here inside the Insight Timer app or on my iTunes podcast, keyword search, This Epic Life. This week's theme is making time for our life's work, as opposed to getting sucked into all the urgent stuff we think we have to do before writing our book, launching our business, or shipping our art. I want to thank Heidi for her request on this topic. It's something that's very close to my heart. This was recorded live as part of our weekly meditation meetup called The Pause. The 25-minute guided meditation begins in 3, 2, 1. Start focusing in on your breath, in and out through the nose, long, steady, even breaths. Find your center. Come as fully present as possible. Try to straighten up your spine wherever you are. Iron out the kinks. Pull that string from the top of the crown of your head up fully vertical to the sky. Straighten everything out. Straight back, straight lines on the shoulders, down the back. Hands upturned where the thighs meet your trunk. This is my receiving mode. Get into receiving mode. Just remember that the breath is the primary anchor that will get us back to center, take us where we need to be. And our theme this week is going to help us move towards our life's work, as opposed to the busy work the crowds around us vies for our attention. It's the difference between doing what's important versus what's urgent. We may be capable of juggling a great many things, but research proves that we're really not great multitaskers. So let's use this meditation, set the intention, bring in our focus single-pointedly to our breath, to my words of encouragement, that will direct us to making the best investment of our time in carrying out our life's work. We close our eyes if it's comfortable. Let's bring our focus into the body. Observing these even, large swells of breath coming in and out, like waves. Envision yourself seated at the shore. Observing the waves come in and go out.
the breath forming a steady rhythm. The only steady, dependable rhythm in this scene. Rest your gaze with eyes open or eyes closed at about a 45 degree angle upward, looking towards the sky above the horizon. An anchor of joyful expectation of what's to come. Setting your sight on where you're going. Slowing down the relentless pace, the quickening pace of life. With each breath, send the waves in and out. Notice how all your responsibilities for the day, your needs, your demands on your time, just let them all swirl around you. Exciting possibilities, heavy responsibilities. Let them circulate around you. Seated at the shore, sunlight touching your shoulders and your face, the breath pushing the tide in and out. As we count down from 3 to 0, we'll begin slowing down all of these responsibilities, these demands, these projects, so we can see them more clearly. Three. The waves are larger because our breath is deeper. Everything around us is getting more clear. We can differentiate between what brings us joy and satisfaction, what just might be nagging at us. One, the tide is touching our legs and our feet. It's all slowing down now. Clear differentiation between our life's work, what we know we should be doing and spending our time doing, and everything else. Let it circulate in a carousel around you slowly, so you can take stock of it. look for the largest, brightest lights that are calling you forward. Maybe they're asking you where you've been. These are our opportunities for our greatest contribution, greatest expression. To our right, hockey puck sized, glowing white and silver, is the pause button. We're going to press pause. 3, 2, 1. Pause. Everything around us is still, with the exception of the breath, with the exception of the waves controlled by the breath. And if we look from the top down, we see ourselves surrounded in everything we've committed to, and whatever we've not committed to. All of our potential projects and work. As we look over this landscape of opportunities, we could file them as important or merely urgent. Recognizing that nothing is truly urgent in the pause. Let's begin by taking something big and important, something that we're committed to over the next 3 months. Visualize this project as one large sphere in front of you. Something you could direct all of your attention, focus and gaze, and your inner light toward, that has the potential to refract and reflect that light back to you, brighter than ever. Your greatest possible expression, your greatest possible contribution for this year. Acknowledge that it's yours and yours alone. That it chose you. Remind yourself, I choose my life's work. I choose consistent action, however small. I choose my greatest expression. Let's set it down, grab something that we've committed to over the next couple weeks. Something we know we should be working on, that could get pushed off to the side by urgent needs or demands. picture this as a sphere, glowing bright. Let the sun warm it up. Let the waves touch your legs and feet as you breathe in deeply. Give gratitude to this project for choosing you, for making you become something more. Remind yourself the sea, the sky, this project. I choose my life's work. I choose daily, consistent action, however small. I choose my greatest expression and contribution. Hold it in your arms. Feel its reflected energy and light back into you, back into your soul, into your heart. Recognizing that your life's work is what pulls you into becoming something more. Give it a hug or kiss, set it down. Select something that's due by the end of the week that you promised yourself or your boss or your team that you would deliver. Pick it up, hold it in your hands. As your breath deepens, the tide comes in higher, up to your knees. Breathe it in and out. Hold this project up so you can see it clearly. Feel its warmth and expression. This opportunity to shine. Give it your gratitude. See your smiling face, sun-kissed. Reflected back in this tiny sphere. Remind yourself, I choose my life's work. I choose daily, consistent action, however small. I choose my greatest expression, my greatest contribution. Look out at the sea, at the sky. Hold this project in your hand. Feel the connection set it down. As you breathe in and out, notice connection between your immediate projects, something that's due over the next few weeks, something that's due over the next 3 months. They all have aspects of your life's work. And as we settle into some silence, let's reflect upon what that is. What's the common thread of your life's work that you'll carry out over the next couple days, weeks, months? What is it? Settle deeper into your breath. As these three spheres begin to orbit around you, the center of their universe, slowly. Are these connected to your life's work, your singular mission here? Everything else has fallen away. The urgent needs, the mosquitoes that ruin the hunt for big game. It's you and you alone with your three biggest, highest expression projects. As you come back to the real world today, is identifying the fewest, highest leverage activities that will move you towards completion. Our completion is tied directly to the completion of our life's work. We choose our life's work. as it chooses us. We choose consistent action, however small. We choose our greatest possible expression and contribution. And as we begin to open our eyes, come back to waking life, carry with us this energy, this focus, this peace.